You know, I've studied Plato, Socrates, Proverbs, Psalms, math, science, engineering, physics, calculus. Programming. Studied a little bit about cars. Pretty much worked on cars my whole life. Not detailed, but minor stuff. Studied health, medical. Studied online sales. Did that for 5 years, full time. That's what I did every day. It was like by faith, and the only way I was able to make it is by faith. It was a trip. Took a real estate class, didn't finish it, but I took it. Took about 70% through. Studied stocks, stock market, finances, studied it all. Studied the, as much as, I have studied etymology, words. Studied Spanish, Mandarin Chinese, some French. Kind of like Solomon. So what's the conclusion of the matter? You know, Solomon did a lot of stuff in his life, and he concluded in Ecclesiastes, it's all vanity down here. If you're just worried about this place, it's all vanity. In the last chapter, last few verses, he says, so what's the conclusion of the matter? To fear God and keep his commandments. That's what he concluded. He had fun. He built stuff. He had pleasure. He did a lot of stuff in his life. What was his conclusion? To fear God and keep his commandments. What are the commandments of God? To believe on his Son whom he has sent. So you take the Old Testament and you intermesh it, you integrate it into the New Testament. So what are the commands of God? Well, everybody's going to fall short. The rich young ruler thought he was perfect. Jesus said, did you do this? Yes, I've kept all the commandments from a child. He says, well, come follow. He says, sell everything you got, come follow me. And the guy couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't follow Jesus, you know. So he had everything but faith. And he didn't, you know, he didn't keep all the commandments. You know, when you ask somebody, have you ever sinned? They say, no. You know they're lying, because in sin did your mother conceive you. He believed, Jesus was trying to show him something. Sell everything and come follow me. And the rich young ruler couldn't do it. What he was doing, he could have followed Jesus without selling everything, but Jesus was zeroing in on his weakness. Covetousness, probably. Love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil, you know. Sell everything and come follow me. So he thought he kept all the commandments, but I think Jesus, I can't prove this, but I think Jesus was pinpointing his weakness, you know, his sin of covetousness, maybe. What must I do to be saved? Believe on Jesus. Receive Jesus. Trust Jesus. Act by faith, appropriated by faith, the finished work, the righteousness of Christ, appropriated by faith. Vanity of vanities down here. And you'll get to a point in your life, if you really are astute about studying all these different disciplines down here, all these different rabbit holes and all these different, you know, I destroyed the gematria of people. They only have a little slither of the pie, just like everybody. The only way you're going to get the whole pie is get and rightly divide the word of truth. The New Age people might have a little slither of truth, but they don't have the whole truth. They might see something like that would help them, benefit them in the natural, but it doesn't really help them in the eternal. I wish I could fast forward some of these New Age people and see them when they're like 70 or 80. Just fast forward the button and see where they end up when they're 80. See if they're still talking their talk. I don't think they will be. I don't think they will be. One day at a time. The reason I'm recording right now is because there was a road blockage. The road was completely blocked. Had to go around way out of the way. Thought I'd record something. You see these guys, whether they're roofers or carpenters or electricians or plumbers or whatever. You see them, they get good at their trade, right? And so you see them not even excited about it anymore. They just know it and that's it. And you look and you're like, when you're younger and you look at them, you think, why aren't they excited about doing this job, this roof? Because they've done 1,000 roofs. Why aren't they excited about cutting this piece of wood this way at an angle? They've done 1,000 cuts. Why ain't the doctor excited about a new patient? Because he's seen 1,000 patients and he's heard it 1,000 times. Why ain't they excited about going to this new restaurant? Because it's just food. Can make your own food. All these people, all these singers and these movie stars, and they try to brand stuff and make their own clothing line and all that. It's already been, people. It's already been. I'm looking at a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Building on the left, it's already been. Nothing new. Nothing new under the S-U-N, just like God is the same today, yesterday, forever. So nothing new under the S-O-N. The newness can be fullness of joy that you have eternal life, you know. But don't expect when you step into that other people to be there with you. They'll think you're crazy. If you step into fullness of joy and just content in Jesus, people around you want to steal that from you, want to take it from you. If you're in praise and worship to God, and that's really all you care about, people want to take that away from you. And it's not really, they don't even know what they're doing. They think you're like them. They think that what they enjoy, they expect you to enjoy. You got to read this book. Wow. I've already read all the books I need to read because I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, told me all that I needed to know. Well, you got to read this. Wow. I've already read it in Genesis to Revelation, somewhere in there. You got to go to this event. Why? It's just red versus blue. You got to watch this TV show. Why? It's just Wally, Cody, and Roadrunner. Up and down, sine wave, drama. Draco Ma, drama, up and down, up and down. You got to watch this series. See, they don't even do that to me anymore. They used to. Have you watched the one person, she said, have you watched the zombie series? It was a long time ago, about 10 years ago. I hadn't even heard of that. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. You got to watch it. I don't think so. No, thank you. I can write it. Why would I want to watch it when I can actually write it in my mind right now as I'm driving? I already know what it's going to be about. There's nothing new. Why would I watch a zombie series movie when it's about people fighting off dead people that they can't kill them and they just keep getting back up and they're living in fear? You know, like the horror show. Why would I go to a horror movie? There's just no reason to do it. Life's a horror show. Life's a love story. Life's a horror show. Life's a victory. Every movie that you can watch is happening like right in front of you all the time. Anything that you can think of is happening right in front of you all the time. And I know it's hard to believe. But I've shown too many examples to deny it. So let's say you're going home to wash some clothes, right? Why do you wash clothes? The cloth. Why are you washing clothes? Because God is washing his clergy cloth. The reason you wash clothes is because you're being washed. Need to come up with a new vision, but I can't come up one on my own, so I'm going to have to get God. I'm going to have to ask God to give me a new vision, because I've seen this. I mean, really. Once you talk to 1,000 people, you've pretty much seen every personality, almost every personality. I've had 4,500 rides on rideshare, more than that really, about probably 5,000 rideshare rides. You know how many people I've talked to? And it just repeats over and over. All the drunkards talk the same. All the drug heads talk the same. All the rednecks talk the same. All the hood people, all the hood rats talk the same. They all talk the same. All the yuppies talk the same. All the history majors talk the same. The people, if you really want to get in a good conversation, somebody talk to somebody who has a history their major is history. They are well-rounded people, and they end up usually writing a book. History majors. I was not a history buff, but history. I'll ask them if they say they have a degree in history. I'll say, do you see the cycles repeat? The same stuff? No, yeah. It has to. You know why? Because there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun, S-U-N and S-O-N. Every person is per the sun. And everybody's on a path back to source. Jesus is source. So everybody's headed back to source. But some go take a little bit longer, and some go the route of the Antichrist route, and some go faster than the others, and most people will never understand what walking in the Spirit is. A lot of people try to get back to source by being good enough and doing good deeds, you know. Once you receive Christ, you are at source. But walking it out is the key. I might take a break from recording something because I'm just repeating myself. Just repeating myself. That's all I'm doing. And it had to come to that. Once you hit source code, what else is there? Everything in front of you is source code. So that's all you're going to talk about because you see through it all. And so the only thing you can do is say, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Be thankful in all things. Be content. Love your neighbors yourself as you have the opportunity. Serve one another as you have the opportunity. Really nothing new. Give out the good news, you know. I could just say John 3:16 and throw that up there every day and that'd be it. But they don't even want to hear John 3:16. Something that simple they don't want to hear. If you go all the way around your elbow, your knees, back to the heart of the matter, and it's John 3:16, then they hear that. But if you just say, hey, it's John 3:16. You just say, hey, it's John 3:16, they don't want to hear that. It's all about John 3:16. They don't want to hear it, you know. It's got to be complicated, you know.